First case, please.
Yes, thank you. First case is case number 11404, the application of Gary Broadway and Cheryl Broadway. Site is located north of Road 312 River Road, 570 feet west of Route 5, being Oak Orchard Road. The 911 address is 32561 River Road, Millsboro, Delaware. The tax map ID is District 234, map 34.12, parcel number 7. And they are requesting a variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements. To be more specific, they're requesting a 34.5-foot variance from the front yard setback for steps and deck. There's a 40-foot requirement. They're requesting a 22.2-foot variance from the front yard setback for the dwelling. 40-foot is a requirement. They're requesting a 7.9-foot variance from the side yard setback for the dwelling. And they're requesting a 3.7-foot variance from the required rear yard setback for a garage. Just for the benefit of the record, the garage, the primary portion of the dwelling, are pre-existing. It's just bringing this into conformity. The variance necessary is the steps and deck on the front of the property. And I think that's the only real variance they're needing, but we're just trying to clarify the record by bringing these into conformity to pick up all the variances necessary.
Right. Thank you.
In addition to that, gentlemen, there were no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Sir, you need to be sworn in, please.
Evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gary Broadway.
And
let me get the address. I'm sorry.
Okay.
32561 River Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Come right back over.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Manane Robinson from Steve Parsons' office. I represent Mr. Broadway with regard to the variance request. As Mr. Lang stated, the property is located at 32561 River Road in Millsboro. And was purchased by Mr. Broadway and his wife on April 11th of this year. A survey done just prior to settlement showed the setback violations, which Mr. Lank went through. The existing front deck and steps are 5.5 feet from the front property line, and the residence is 17.8 feet from the front property line. So they do not comply with the 40-foot setback requirement. The residence is located 2.1 feet from the side property line, so they do not comply with the 10-foot setback requirement, and then the garage on the back of the property is 1.3 feet from the back property line, so it doesn't comply with the 5-foot setback requirement. The Broadways are seeking a variance of these violations. This property is unique in that the structures have been in place for a really long time. The dwelling was built in, what I believe, 1949, and then the garage in the early 70s, and then the deck and steps were replaced in, it was 2010. And in order to come into compliance, the Broadways would be required to destroy a significant portion of these improvements, which they paid for and which have been in place for quite some time. The variance requested is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property in that they cannot maintain the structures in their current condition without the variance. The setback violations were not created by the applicant. They purchased the property this year, April 11th, and as I mentioned, the structures have been in place since 1949 and 1973, I believe, for the garage. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. Again, the property or the structures have been in place for a long time, and they have not, during that time, been out of character for this community. There's many properties that appear to be in violation of the setback requirements in this area, and it will not impair the use of adjacent properties. And lastly, they're seeking the minimum variances, which will allow them to come into compliance and keep the structures as they are. Anything else you want to add?
That's fine.
Was everything accurate?
Yes.
All right, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start down here, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickers?
Yeah, I'm curious. Counselor, was there any for the deck, which is the most current?
Mm-hmm.
The addition to it, was there any CC issued on that?
I don't believe so. I think it was done without a
It was done without a permit?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. No other questions.
Mr. Wilk?
No questions.
Okay, and I have no questions. So hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, obviously there's uniqueness in that whole area with the way properties were developed and in proximity to the water and whatnot, making it difficult to develop properties in strict conformity. And in order for this applicant to use the property, it's obviously the variance is necessary. It wasn't created by the applicant. Shouldn't alter the character of the neighborhood, or be a detriment to public welfare and a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,404.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,404. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,404 is approved.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.